Hello, it's Saturday the 9th of April 2011. This is Nick Treadwell. This is an audio boo. It's just come past midnight on Saturday morning. Very early, well, just you know, it's the earliest hours of Saturday morning here on here at the edge of the world. The wife's gone to bed. And stupidly, of course, I like to stop up and fiddle about with stuff. And yes, I just went onto Audioboo, the app on the iPhone, and just switched on one of Simon Toon's Audioboos, and it was just him saying, you know, do an Audioboo, Nick Treadwell, do an Audioboo. So I thought, God, if Simon's telling me to do one, I have to do one. So. I do apologise if I haven't been doing the booze for a while. I think I just fall out of the habit of doing it. Really, it's just I go through phases. Really, I think with the older audio booze. Sometimes I'm really enthusiastic and I want to record stuff. And then I get bored of it and I take a break and then I come back and try something else and stuff like that. So do apologise if I went astray for a bit. I'll try and do some more. Regular-ish ones. I'm not going to say it's going to be every day, but, you know, whatever. So what's been going on? Normal stuff, really. I'm really pleased that the weather now has turned, and we're now seeing, you know, springtime, even summertime, actually. We saw a bit of summer today, well before its time. And it was really nice summer day today. Nice to get into the garden, and last weekend I managed to do a bit of gardening and get the garden back into some sort of manageable shape, cut the grass and clean the patio slabs with one of those high jet power thingy bulbs, and you know, just make it more presentable. Just got to get the decking done now. I've only been waiting for the decking to be done for about 3 years now. About 3 years ago, the old decking, because we've got like in the back garden next to the just outside the back door, basically there used to be a porch there long before we moved in, and when we moved in, basically that all gone. Obviously they took it off the council or something like that, and basically they left the base there. So when you go outside, there's not steps going down like every other house. What you just basically walk out onto this big sort of base, concrete base, and then there's some steps going down from that. When we moved in, there was like decking over it, and that decking lasted for 3 or 4 years or so, and then it just basically rotted away, and needed to get some more done. So I stripped it all off about 3 years ago, and been trying ever since to get it decked over. I'm not really a hands-on DIY person, and I'm not good enough at that kind of thing to do it and to lay some decking down. I'd probably have a go of it if someone sort of helped me or show me how to do it, kind of thing. But I wouldn't even know, you know, I wouldn't even know how to, you know, go to the. I mean, actually, no. Of course, I know how to go to the DIY store. I know where they are. I've been there before, but I wouldn't know when I got there what to get or anything like that. You know, I know what decking looks like. I know what it looks like. It's that big long thing in it. It's got them grooves in it, innit? Eh? It's got the little grooves. Decking, that's what it is, innit? Comes in different colours, doesn't it? I know what it looks like and all that, but actually measuring wise and all that, you know, and everything. I'd probably get too much or get too little or not get the right thing, not get the right, you know, the right nails or whatever you use to screw decking down. I don't know what you use. So I've tried the last couple of years to like get different quotes off people like that, but they just seem to disappear. I don't think it's a big enough job for anybody to take seriously. They just come and say, yeah, right, I'll measure it up. Yeah, that'll cost you. I'll work you out a price, mate. I'll get back to you in a few days. You know, waiting by the phone. Nothing happens. Nobody calls. Nothing at all. I chased them up, you know. You normally speak to their wife or something like that, and their wife goes, yeah, he'll get back to you, no worries, mate. He'll send you in the post, that's what he'll do. He'll send it by carrier pigeon, that's what he'll do. He'll email you, all right, he'll email you. He'll see you in the street, he'll pass you in the street. He'll give you a quote, all right, mate, all right, see you later, bye. Never hear from ever again. I've died about three or four ones like that now, and it's one of those jobs that's just been left, and then I asked my brother about it, and he's always busy. He don't want to do the decking, you know. He doesn't want to. He's done his own decking. He doesn't want to do my decking. The latest thing is now I've got a number off a friend of mine for a guy who he's a carpenter. So that's a good start. It's not like a sheep herd or anything like that. That would be bad. He's actually a carpenter. That's a good start. You might find the job, you know, you might find the job not even a challenge, you know. Oh, mate, don't come in with that kind of thing. I don't do that kind of thing. I do all the different joints, don't I? What you call it? Them ones that fit together different ways and all that. I make you a nice kitchen table. I make you a nice wardrobe. Chest of drawers, you want a chest of drawers, huh? Decking, don't make me, you're wasting my time, ain't you? That's not even a challenge to me. Decking. Go up B&Q, get yourself. Go on, get yourself in order. Now, I'm hoping that when I phone him up, the only thing that he's with this guy, I've heard about him, is that he's a bit of a talker. You know, he talks, but he talks a lot. my mate had him round to do some flooring, just to replace a few, you know, a bit of flooring and stuff. While he was, you know, my mate was talking to this guy, and my mate actually went downstairs to make him a cup of tea, and the guy was still carrying on the conversation when my mate went downstairs to make a cup of tea. And by the time my mate got back upstairs, about 10 minutes later, the guy was still talking as if my mate was there. He's carrying on the same conversation. So, I suppose if he gets the job done and he only charges a flat rate, probably a day job, probably in a day he could probably do it. He'll probably take a week with all the talking he does, but as long as he charges me the same price, and that's fine. We also need to have some front garden fencing replaced, because that's all a mess, and it's all coming down and everything. So, I'm thinking about, you know, combining the two jobs, maybe. They're both carpentry jobs, kind of, aren't they? I don't know. So combining those, making it a bigger job, making it more worthwhile for the person who does it, kind of thing. A job's a job at the end of the day, and you'd think that people would be jumping at the bit to actually get that done, and, you know, get it all and everything like that and all that. Yeah, so that's one of the things I'm trying to do. I haven't actually phoned the guy up yet, so would help if I phone him. We'll probably do it over the weekend or something like that. Yes, that's been good. So yeah, again, trying to get the garden into gear. My brother bought Max a slide for Christmas, and he bought it round the house last weekend, and so I spent Saturday morning putting that up, and that was a palaver. Just putting that up, you know, it's a simple thing, just putting a slide up. I got the screws in the wrong place. I used the wrong screws, the wrong size screws. Oh, it took me about 2 hours to put that up. Looks nice now, though, in the garden. He's got a swing, he's got a slide. Does he want to go on them? No. No, he's interested in them, you know. The only thing he seems interested in, Max, is, like, he'll play for hours and hours and hours on his bike. He loves his bike. It's falling apart. I got it about 2 years ago for him. It's too small for him now. It's one of them little wooden ones. Wooden trike from Early Learning Centre, and he just loves it. He'll go on that. He's got about 3 other bikes. He don't want to go on them. He only wants to go on his trike. His little wooden one. It's falling apart. It's rotting. You know, all the wood's coming off. But he still wants to ride it. Just loves it. I'm going to have to just throw it out one day, and then he's going to have to ride the other ones. I've got an electric one for him. I've got a Toy Story electric one, one of them 6-volt ones. He has a little go in it, and then he gets a bit scared of it, and then jumps off. So, lots of things to do in the back garden, but he's just interested in the bike, in the trike. Yeah, so it's been good to get out and do that. Still continuing to run, although it's sort of fallen off the last couple of, probably about 3 or 4 weeks. I've been out probably averaging about twice a week, which is okay, but I'd like to get out more than that. Now the weather's breaking as well, I'd like to actually get out and get off the streets a bit and do some country running and stuff like that. Got a couple of mates who go out running, so it shouldn't be too hard to actually organise something and get out and do a bit of country running. That'd be really, really nice. Change of scenery in the nice weather. Be inspirational to get the mileage in as well. Do some more. So that's pretty good. I went down to London in the week, and for work, and I was at our other office in London, and they had a book sale on there, and one of these, like, you know, subsidised cheapo jobs, and they had loads of kiddies books and stuff there, and they had a really good deal on this set of books that were produced by Oxford University Press, and it's a collection of, how many books is it? It's like, there must be probably about 30 little books in this box set, and it's complete, like, reading from scratch kind of thing, you know, from very, very easy sort of just pictures and a few words right up to, like, you know, full text kind of thing, and it's designed, you know, to basically, you know, teach your child how to read and stuff, and you know, it gives you instructions on, you know, what to do and how to read to them and all the rest of it. I'm just wondering if anybody else has come across this set of books. Apparently it's widely used in, like, primary schools and all the rest of it, so I'm thinking that, you know, get Max on this, get him used to it, and then by the time he goes, you know, to preschool or, you know, normal school, then he'll be, you know, he'll be talking, won't he? He'll be reading novels. All the other kids will be reading, like, picture books, like Spot the Dog, and he'll be reading 1984, you know. It's what my dad recommended me to read, you know. I quite like it. Narrative's quite good, you know. Don't know about the ending, but there you go. He'll be reading, so he'll be reading all the classics by then, I'm hoping. Yeah. Has anybody else come across that? I don't know. Maybe not. Time's getting on. Yes, this is a big audio booth for me because I ain't done one for a while. Don't get none for a long time, and then a big fat one comes along. So hope this is making up for all the times that I haven't done the audio booths. What else has been going on? Nothing really. Just, you know, I did that. I've now sort of got finished. Not finished, but I've finished doing that month of homegrown podcast donation drives, which really, really worked well, I thought, apart from the fact that I didn't raise any money. But that's beside the point. That was the whole point of it, but it's beside the point. I enjoyed doing it. I produced some good programs, I think, and it's inspired me again to actually, you know, do some podcasting and make it a bit more regular. So hopefully I'm getting back on that horse, and, you know, even if I have to fork out a bit of money to do it, it's a hobby, isn't it? You know, go enjoy your hobby. And I think eventually, I can get some people to donate it, eventually, then that will be a good thing. Yes, I've been doing that. I want to get back into working on some more songs, which just a bit left and half done, half not done. So I'm going to try and do those if I can. In between, you know, all the other stuff, looking on the internet, looking at what's going on in Japan and the earthquakes. Yeah, I've been looking at all the earthquakes. Earthquake 3D, anybody uses a PC or a Mac, I think there's two versions of it. Have a look at it, download it. It's a really excellent thing, but it only gives you half the story because it's the United States earthquake updating thing that it uses, but you have to go to the European ones for the rest of the ones in Europe and all the rest of it. But really good iPhone app application. I think it's called. There's loads of earthquake ones. There's one that updates from all the different ones in around the world. It's about 59p or something like that. Well worth getting. It will open your eyes to how many earthquakes are going on. It's absolutely amazing. Really amazing stuff. And also, just looking on YouTube at all these underground geologists and stuff like that who are doing real good underground weather monitoring and stuff like that. Some amazing stuff coming out from those as well. I think my time's now just about up. I'll speak to you soon. Bye.